Thanks, Grant. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
So tell me, what was it like down there today? I know you were at Ground Zero. What was it like?
Yeah, you know, Grant, I mean, I talk to you every year on September 11th, and we kind of talk about how things have stayed the same or how they changed. This year, I would say, is the first time there was a shift that I felt. And so there were less people there, but there was more strength. It was less feeling of that raw emotion and more people that seems like they're kind of ready for something new. So it was, and I know that's kind of weird to say, but it was amazing to see how few people were crying before that first bell. Now, once that first bell would symbolize the tower being hit, I think that it was more emotional.
Yeah, you know, do you think any of what's going on around the world with ISIS is also playing into the resolve of the American people, and this represents a time of strength for our nation, and that yeah. It's just this time right now is a little more frightening than it has been in the recent past?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that in the sense that, you know, people have their guard up more. And maybe it's a matter of people don't want to appear to be vulnerable because they saw, you know, what happened with ISIS when they get a hold of an American, which is very scary. And I think that, you know, Grant, this is also the first time I've ever heard someone down at Ground Zero say, I love World Trade One, the new building, the Freedom Tower, which was coined, but I wish they would have rebuilt the towers the same way. I've never heard that before. And that's what makes me think that people are have a little bit more of their attitude back around America, which is cool to see.
Yeah, that is great. Hey, you started an organization, and we're talking with Rob Fazio, a friend of mine who lost his father, Ronald, on September 11th. You started an organization in your father's name called Hold the Door for Others. And
yes.
Please tell me what's behind the name, and give me just a brief version of your father's day. And how Hold the Door evolved.
Yeah, absolutely. So my dad was, you know, just a regular guy, you know, commuted into Manhattan for over 30 years, was a reinsurance accountant, worked on the 99th floor, and he was one of the first people to see Tower 1 get hit from his window. But what happened was there were a lot of people in Tower 2 that didn't see what happened, and they were telling him to stay in Tower 2, and something inside of him kind of, you know, evoked a leadership presence where he said, nope, everyone get out. And the story we kept hearing is he was holding the door and getting people to get out. And then, you know, we know what happened next. As far as the people that stayed in, you know, actually didn't live or survive. And the story about the nonprofit is we use that as a metaphor to help people deal with trauma and adversity. So my dad held the door for people to return home, and we hold the door to people so they can heal in healthy ways.
And what people who are listening need to understand is that while your father's telling people to get out, the loudspeakers in Tower 2 are going off saying, stay where you are. Do not leave. And he bucked that, and he says, no, this is not a time to stay here. This is a time to get out and go see your family.
Yeah, I still get the chills, Grant, when I hear people talk about it. There's a few of his colleagues, the people that worked with him, that tell stories of, I went back up to get my purse. I went back up to get something. And he said, no, you leave. And they credit him for his life. And I'm so proud of those moments, those last moments he had.
And I love you call it Ground Zero, because there were so many of these types of stories of really everyday folks doing amazing things. And I hope that's what people remember when they go to Ground Zero.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right there with you. I think the other thing to remember is just the like meeting you on the most humanistic level, that connection of emotion that lasts a lifetime. I bumped into someone else I haven't seen in years, and it was like, you know, we were old friends again, and then met a person I never met before, and you have that bond when you went through an experience like that, and the American spirit is a pretty beautiful thing.
Well, so I met Rob. You were walking down the street with your brother and your cousin, if I remember correctly. And you had a picture of your father on it, like so many of the family members who were looking for their loved ones did. And I sparked up a conversation to interview you. I was working for WNBC, and I did some interviews with you. But what struck me about you and your family and why Hold the Door and, quite frankly, your new company that deals with leadership and helping executives with leadership, you had on that sign a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and it said on the sign, looking for your father in probably what could have been the most trying time of your life. If found, please feed Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a way in a time that was horrible to have a moments of levity. My dad had a heart condition. He wasn't allowed to eat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but that did not stop him, and we loved that about him. And it's become a symbol of reminding us to enjoy your moments and spend time with your family and friends and have a good time. And, you know, up here in the Northeast with the Fazio family, we like to eat and we like to laugh.
Well, you're Italian, like I am. Only you're full Italian. I'm only half, which the good half, I always say. So that's that's pretty normal event. Eating, laughing, and fighting—that's what we do at the Stinchfield family. So when you look back 13 years now, does it get any easier for someone who's lost a loved one?
You know, it's such a unique experience. I was working with some people and then talking about grief and trauma and, you know, that old cliche of, you know, time heals wounds. And what I got into a conversation about is that it's not the time that heals wounds alone. It's what you do with that time. And it does get easier if you face it. And we have this whole philosophy of moving in rather than moving on, which means being aware and dealing with the traumatic event and dealing with your grief and owning your emotions as opposed to ignoring them. And one of my colleagues, Dr. Mitch Abrams, who's a great psychologist, said to me right after 9/11, he's like, listen, here's the way it's going to go. We can help these people pay now or pay later with interest. And he was dead on.
Well, so many people don't want to confront their feelings.
It's scary. It's a scary thing, especially if people don't realize that all feelings are is the power that you give them. It's your association with the world around them. A feeling is just an experience, and it always comes and it always goes. And once you realize that at some point a negative feeling or a difficult feeling will eventually pass, you make better decisions. The trick is to not get caught up in that feeling and make bad choices.
Well, what amazes me about you, your family, and Hold the Door, and we're talking to Rob Fazio, he lost his father Ronald on September 11th, is that Hold the Door was built on doing great things out of loss. Clearly, you're living that, your family's living that, and you're helping others do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're real big on the whole idea of healing through helping others. And, you know, we have people come to our Hold the Door Day and learn skills and strategies on how to thrive after loss, not just survive. And it's been very inspirational for me to see people that create foundations related to cancer or different things based on a simple act that my dad did was just putting others first, which he did every day of his life anyway.
Well, I felt like I knew the man, even though I never did. And I mourn his loss and everybody else's loss on September 11th. And I always appreciate you taking time to talk to me. I appreciate your friendship. And in fact, the proof that we are friends is even on September 11th, when you're supposed to be so careful with the family members of victims of 9/11, but I want to give you a shameless plug. You started a new company to help executives with leadership. You might as well plug it, 9/11 or not.
Well, thanks for that lead-in. That was priceless. I just went out on my own. I'm working with executives and organizations on leadership development, and it's called On Point Advising. And a lot of the same philosophy that holds true with Hold the Door, with having respect and leading with integrity and following my dad's lead are woven into it. You know, I tell people that I have my nonprofit world to get me into heaven and my for-profit world to keep me comfortable while I'm here.
All right. Well, you've certainly been a great advisor to me and a great friend. Rob Fazio, thank you so much. Your best to you and your family. And we appreciate it, my man. Thank you.
All right, Grant. Thanks a lot.